Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Faith and Liberty is a ministry to the nation's capital. It's very unique because it's not a lobbying ministry. It's not a legal ministry. It is a spiritual missionary ministry to the nation's capital. And it now has become part of the Liberty Counsel family of ministries. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Peggy Nienaber, the vice president of Faith and Liberty, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. There are people that are listening that have heard perhaps about Faith and Liberty. It was formerly named Faith and Action. We have now taken over the ministry after months of work on this, and we have renamed the ministry to Faith and Liberty. It has the same mission. You're the one who has been involved in this ministry for 15 plus years, Peggy. You've been in the District of Columbia for 28 years. And the ministry is really a spiritual ministry to the nation's capital. Tell us a little bit about how this ministry has been effective in transforming the lives of individuals who are in the District of Columbia.
You know, sometimes when you do outreaches that are different or something that someone has never seen before, it catches their eyes and they start asking questions. So, for instance, when we do our National Bible Reading Marathon, people say, surely you don't stand out here and read 24 hours a day. You have that many people sign up. You have 124 different languages. We do. And it stirs questions. And when we mean no harm and we cause no problems when we do our events, when they're lengthy or even if they're just one day, it also stirs questions with not only the police officers, but those involved helping us getting our permits and those passerbyers on the street.
So what does a Bible marathon look like? Describe that for us.
Okay. Right on the plaza of the U.S. Capitol. It's the West Plaza. And for those of you, you'll probably realize that that is the plaza of where your president is actually sworn into office. There's a big stage that's built. He walks out right from that main door. Well, that stage goes away and there is a fountain there. And the plaza is what looks out over the mall. And we set up a podium right there with a table. And the table has about 120 some Bibles of different languages. And sometimes we've had folks that have read in their own language. We've had people from a different country that have decided to read in English. And what happens is we start on a Sunday evening with an opening ceremony, and we read around the clock.
Wow.
All the way up to the National Day of Prayer. And we have different groups, kids, adults of all different walks of life.
Families do it together?
Family do it together,
wow.
Sometimes church groups. But they all sign up, whether it's 5 minutes that you read or 30 minutes that you read. People sign up and take turns to read for 4.5 days.
Now, for people who are trying to kind of conceptualize this, you've got a podium and you have a table with 120 or so Bibles of different languages. And this goes on every minute of the day, 24 hours a day, from Sunday afternoon until Thursday, because the National Day of Prayer, some of those events begin at noon on Thursday. So this concludes before all that begins. This is a preparation leading up to the National Day of Prayer.
So this is in May, right? Right before
yes, it is.
National Day
of
Prayer.
It's
in May.
End of April, beginning of May.
End of May, beginning of April. And so literally you start in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created. And you end with the last verse in the book of Revelation. So you read the entire Bible during
mm-hmm.
this time?
Yeah, and so you're starting to read, and I'm into Matthew 2:3. If you step up behind me, you will just finish. You'll just start right where I've ended. So we read it continuously straight through. Now, if we finish the entire Bible and we have a couple of hours left, sometimes members of Congress will step up and read their favorite verse or other folks, but we read it continuous. We don't take a break, and it goes through midnight 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m., and sometimes that's kind of the best time to do it. It's a really good feel.
Yeah, so I think one of our attorneys, Roger, and his family did that last year, and they have a picture of them, and it was dark, so it must have been early in the morning they were reading the Bible.
Yeah, and Greg Cox, our Vice President of Constituency Affairs and lead missionary for Faith and Liberty, kicked it off, I believe, this past year.
He did.
In German.
Wow. He actually read the first verses in German.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And you know, when we've done this now, it is going into its 30th year. I remember getting calls that the people canceled at 2 a.m. and sometimes people canceled at 4 a.m. And you get up and you run down to fill those spots because you have to have somebody there. Two people on the site is what we always require.
So you get a call and you have to
take you to the rescue.
Drive into the District of Columbia.
Well, I actually stay in that week because of if I'm called, our ministry center
and you're
is within
walking
a five-minute
distance,
walk.
Yeah.
So
talk about being faithful
distance.
To get the word
so
out,
so you just
right?
stay at the ministry center. The ministry center is actually located. It's a building built in 1890, very historic. Mm-hmm. And it's right across the street from the United States Supreme Court. And literally, the President of the United States drives his motorcade past that, right in front of it. And this year, you actually had a Facebook Live of the president coming there with his motorcade going into the Supreme Court for the swearing-in of Justice Brett Kavanaugh, and you were able to be there. That's how close we are.
Mm-hmm.
So you stay there in the Ministry Center throughout this entire time, Sunday through Thursday.
Yeah, and one of our things is we are an emergency congressional prayer team. We've been asked to assist with that. So the reason with what you're saying of how close we are in as close as we are to everyone on Capitol Hill, we are at the call of a member of Congress. So we are literally across the street from the Supreme Court. We look out to the right. You can see the Senate buildings. We are a matter of a block from the congressional office buildings. And a little over a mile, we can make it right over to the White House. And the Capitol's in between all of that.
And you've actually done that. I mean, you've been able to minister to those legislators in crisis before, haven't you?
We have. We've had, you know, no one wants to say that they've had a shooting in their own hometown, but we've had shootings here. We've had other incidents with females on the Hill that we've ministered to. And we've just had members of Congress who couldn't handle the day-to-day weight that comes down on them when they're here on Capitol Hill.
Suicide attempts, things like that.
We have.
Well, and that's why this ministry is so amazing and so effective. And there's individuals that actually have been hostile to Jesus Christ, but through the ministry of Faith and Liberty, through just supporting them, praying with them, having Bible studies eventually with them, they've been transformed and given their lives to Jesus Christ, and that position that they are in, or that location that they are in, has been transformed, including even on the same street that the ministry building is on. The ministry is the only Christian ministry that was on that street, and now there's a lot of different Christian ministries or organizations that are located on this same street right behind the Supreme Court of the United States, and much of that is due to the transformative impact of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which came from the ministry of Faith and Liberty.
And you know, Matt, during the Bible reading marathon, I'll use that as one of the examples, they're so excited and they know that we follow the rules and procedures. The crime rate actually goes down that week. And we've been told that by them many a times, that they never have to worry about us or a lot of things that go on. Because for some reason, the crime rate goes down every time we have one of our activities.
Oh, we know the reason.
We do.
Well, that's amazing. The entire Word of God, literally from Genesis to Revelation, is read in the nation's capital right there in front of the capital of the United States of America. That's one of the events that Faith and Liberty does. Also, certainly coming up in January is another event, the pro-life memorial for the unborn and the prayer services that will happen in January. And then last week, or recently, we just did, and we do that every year now, the live nativity. Mm-hmm. And that brings real animals, camels, donkeys, sheep, and other characters dressed up in first century garb, including a family with a real small, tiny new baby, to bring the reason for the season to the nation's capital. I encourage you to go to the website, faithandlibertydc.org, faithandlibertydc.org, to learn more. You can also look up Faith and Liberty on Facebook and like the page, Faith and Liberty on Facebook. Become someone who follows Faith and Liberty because it is an amazing ministry to the nation's capital. This is a mission, like we have missions and missionaries around the world. This is a mission with missionaries to the nation's capital that has been transforming lives and continues to do so. For more information, visit lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community. The website again, lc.org.